It's a such an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And here we are, Shvi Shel Pesach, the end of a beautiful Yontif, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we'll talk about. But we're going to talk about the day of Shvi Shel Pesach, and we're going to do like we always do. We're going to go and we're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Gemara tells us in Erechin on Daf Yud, it's also found in the Gemara Megillah on Daf Yud Dalet, when does a person say full Hallel, and when does a person say half Hallel? So the Gemara is trying to go back and forth to figure out exactly when do you say a full Hallel or not. And the Gemara says that we know that we say a full Hallel on all the days of Sukkot. You say a full Hallel on the first day of Pesach and Shavuos, and also on Chanukah. The Gemara, as we've spoken about a couple of weeks ago, Purim, we don't say Hallel. Why don't we say Hallel? So we quoted different opinions, either one that the Kriyas HaMegillah is the Hallel, or we said another opinion, that no, it's because it's in Chutz La'aretz. And the last opinion is because we're still Avdei Achashverosh. And the Gemara is trying to figure out, what about Pesach? Pesach, we know, we only say full Hallel, all the Hallel, Lo Lano and Ahavti, well, full Hallel. We only say full Hallel on Leil HaSeder. And people have different minhagim, they either say it in Shul, but definitely you say full Hallel on the Leil HaSeder. However, we don't say full Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach. And the Gemara says, why not? And the Gemara says, you know why? Because on Pesach, there's no change of the Karbanos. It's always the same Karban. On Sukkot, every day is a different Karban, representing the Shivim Parim HaChag, representing the 70 nations of the world. And Shmini Atzeres, the last day of Sukkot, separate holiday, which is representing Klal Yisrael. But says the Gemara that since Pesach there is no change of the Karbanos, so therefore only Chatzi Hallel. Comes along the Medrash Harninu and says a different reason. And he says, you know why? Says the Medrash, you know why there's no full Hallel? Because Maisa Yadai, the Egyptians, although they're not my chosen nation, but still they drowned in the Kriyas Yamsuf, which we're going to read. So how can I say full Hallel and there's Maisa Yadai? And there's actually a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. But question number one. What about Leil HaSeder? Leil HaSeder also, the Mitzrim, Makas Bechoros, they were Nifter. Leil HaSeder, we were getting out of Mitzrayim, we were running out of Mitzrayim. So Leil HaSeder also, we shouldn't say full Hallel because Maisa Yadai. Question one. Question two. Kriyas Yamsuf. They leave. We're leaving Mitzrayim, and then we have running out, and we have Kriyas Yamsuf. The Mitzrayim are chasing us out, and on the other hand, we have a Yamsuf in front of us, and we know we're stuck. What are we going to do? Nachshon Ben Aminadav puts his foot in. Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Yamsuf split. And we're going to read the Kriyas Yamsuf. A very interesting question. We know we say Psukei Dezimra every day. And there's a halacha as of, if a person gets there a little later, not that they're late, but people are there before them, right? But if a person gets there a little later, there's a halacha called that you have to do Dilug, you have to skip around. And one of the halachas is that you don't say Kriyas Yamsuf. But Kriyas Yamsuf is such a high level. The Medrash says that even the Shifcha Shebiyam, even the maidservant, she was on a higher level than Yecheskel Ben Buzi, one of the greatest prophets. So why would we skip saying Kriyas Yamsuf if a person's running a little late? And we'll call it 2B, is that the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Yud Ches says that just like Kriyas Yamsuf is very hard and difficult, the Gemara says that Shiduchim is like Kriyas Yamsuf. It's so difficult. And Mizonasov and supporting a person, and parnasa is like kriyas yamsuf. What does that mean? And lastly, we know that we're in Pesach, we're also in the Sfiras HaOmer period. So much Torah in Sfiras HaOmer. But one famous question that all the Rishonim talk about, I remember once being Zaycha, sitting next to my grandfather, Reb Amzer, Zachreinu Sadik, L'Kodesh L'Bracha, he would just ask one question and get the whole crowd into it. And he asked this question, I remember. He said, why is there no Shechianu on Sfiras HaOmer? We know the Gemara tells us in Sukkah and Daf Memvav that whenever you have a mitzvah, mizman lizman, when you have a mitzvah from time to time, and it's a simple, happy mitzvah, then you say Shechianu. So why is there no Shechianu on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? It's mizman lizman, it's from time to time, it's going from Pesach to Shavuos, so therefore there should be a mitzvah of the bracha of Shechianu. So let's just chaz it over. Again, question number one. The Gemara in Erechin, the Gemara says that the reason why in Pesach there's only half Hallel, which we're only saying half Hallel in Chol HaMoed and Shvi'i Shel Pesach, is because there's no change of Karbanos. But the Medrash and the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, because my Sayadai, I can't go say full Hallel when there are people drowning. But and also Egyptians, even though they tortured us and they did bad things to us, but still we don't, they're still Hashem's creations. So how come on Leila Seder we're saying full Hallel? Kriyas Yamsuf, why do you skip it? If you have to, if you come late, you skip it. You should say it. It's such an important tefillah. And the last question of why is there no bracha of Shechianu on Sfiras HaOmer? So I was thinking about what's the yisod? What's the foundation point? Trying to bring these questions all together. And the Kotzker says an amazing thing. He says, when Klal Yisrael got the Torah in Har Sinai, Naseh v'nishma, Kofaleim har kegigis, that the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, and Daf Peches, and how all the angels, they wanted the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, when he went up to Shemayim to get the Torah, after Chet HaEgel, he said, you're not going to get the Torah, it has all these laws, and you're an angels, you don't have Bechira, we have Bechira, we make choices, man makes choices. And when they go and they get the Torah, it says something amazing, says the Kotzker. It says, Ale Ahara Veyesham. You should go up to the mountain, Veyesham, and you should be there, says the Kotzker. Because sometimes you could go up on the mountain, and you're not going to be there. But Vale Ahara Veyesham. You got to go up, and you have to be there. And I think this is such an important lesson, because when a person experiences a Pesach, you take out of a Pesach that you're there, and we go through it, and we work extremely hard, all the preparation, and the women working so hard, and yontif, and cooking, and men cooking, and working hard, but it's ve'yesham, and you should be there. Such an important idea. And we spoke about last week, when we spoke about Pesach, and Parshat Tzav, and we spoke about the Karban Hodah, that we spoke about how everyone needs to have a Yetzias Mitzrayim, because we have things holding us back, and we have things telling us, we have things that are stopping us, and we have excuses, and we have reasons, and sometimes they're valid. But v'yalei ahara v'yesham, go up to the mountain and be there, make it awesome. And Pesach is the time of laharos et atzmo kilu yotzim Mitzrayim. It's not just enough that you're leaving the Mitzrayim, laharos, you need to be emotionally there. You need to realize that you're leaving the Mitzrayim. And then we go to the Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And you know, Pesach is an awesome family time. Everyone loves stories. I just took my family bowling. I happen to love bowling. It's a great game. Usually people, again, some people are very good bowlers, some people are not good bowlers. You're able to see how a person reacts. Yeah, it's a game of inches. My father-in-law, Rabbi Schwartz, a tremendous bowler. My father also is a great bowler, remember? Once taking me, showing me the ropes, you gotta hit the spares, you gotta work hard. So we had beautiful family time. And I took my family and we went bowling. And obviously, I did the bumper bowling because I don't want to show my kids that I throw a lot of gutter balls. And also, they're younger, and they love bowling. And I was very happy because I have my 5-year-old, my little Shifra. Again, the balls are heavy, so she's going to go with me, help me throw it down. And then I have my 3-year-old, just turned 3, Chaim Zev. And he's going to throw it down, so I was very happy that with bowling, you get 2 turns. Unless you throw a strike. So, what's the chances of me throwing a strike? However, there was, I'll tell you, I threw 1 strike, but I wanted to always throw twice, since I had to give each kid a turn, and they all wanted a turn. So, one time, Shiffy is 5, so she's older, she threw it, and we got a strike. It was awesome. And, but I was nervous, because Chaim's going to say, it's my turn, and it was the next kid's turn. So, but he was eating his matzah pizza, Baruch Hashem. And then, a couple other times, we threw some spares. Chaim, we had a lot of siyata d'shmaya. And then, the last one, the strike, me and Shifra threw it, me and Shifi, we threw it, he got the strike. And then, but there was another one, because the last frame, the 10th frame, you got another one. So Chaim got to go, thank God. A lot of siyata d'shmaya. And I took this message of Alei Ha'arav Yeyesham. Go bowling, but be there. Be there. Be there. So the first message of coming from a Pesach, going to the Shvi Shel Pesach, and then with the Sfiris Homerich, which we'll talk about soon, is the idea of being there. Now comes along the Brisker Rav, and the Brisker Rav says something amazing. He says that there are 2 types of Hallel. There's a Hallel called the Shira Sahallel, and there's a Hallel called Kriya Sahallel. Now, Kriya Sahallel means, says the Brisker Rav, an amazing idea, quoting from Rav Haigon in the back of the Gemara in Pesachim, Kriya Sahallel means a reading of the Hallel, but more of a remembrance of the Hallel. To Hashem, I want to praise you. Wow, look what you gave me. Look at these amazing nisim and niflos. It's a kriyas hallel. It's more of a remembrance. However, there's another level, says the great Rav Haigon, and that's shiras hallel. It's not just a remembrance, but it's ki'ilu, I am there. I'm in it. I'm saying it. It's a shira. Comes the Brisker Rav, and the Brisker Rav says amazing. Even though Leil Seder, there were mitzvahim that died, but still, it's a shiras hallel. It was a hallel where a person needs to feel ki'ilu hu yatsa, really in acting like he was really leaving Mitzrayim, realizing that he's not just about the saying of the words, but and that's what Pesach's about, the Shvi Shel Pesach, that we're taking a kriya, but we're turning it into a shira. And during Chol HaMoed, and during the idea of Kriyas Yamsuf, again, it is just a Kriyas HaHalel, so therefore it's only half. Maybe the goal is to get to a Shira, but it's not a total Shira yet. You know, the Ibn Ezra asks a very interesting question. Ibn Ezra says that, I don't get it. They were Kriyas Yamsuf, they had the Yamsuf in front of them, and they had the Mitzrim also. But they totally, there weren't so many mitzrim. Hashem wiped them all out with all the Eser Makos. Okay, he saved Paro. But ask Ibn Ezra, why don't you just turn around? You could have just turned around, and you could have just killed the mitzrim. Says Ibn Ezra, such an amazing idea that they couldn't do that. You know why? Because the Jews had a slave mentality. They told themselves that I can't. These were my masters. These are the people that told me what to do. I'm going to go turn around and go kill them. I'm going to go turn around and fight them. I can't. They had a slave mentality. And Ibn Ezra says this also. He says this, why did it have to be Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu. It could have been someone else. No, but he says it needed to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? First of all, Moshe Rabbeinu ran away. He didn't want the covet. But even besides that, Moshe Rabbeinu, he grew up in a house of royalty. As we know, Bastia, she stuck out her hand. And the Ishtarube, it reached out, and she got him. He came from a house of royalty. In order for him to bring the Jews out of Mitzrayim, he couldn't be stuck. He couldn't have the slave mentality. So that's why, says Ibn Ezra, you couldn't just turn around and just destroy the Mitzrayim. So why is it So Kriyas Yamsuz is on such a high level. Again, maybe it's not a Shira Sahalo. It's more of a Kriyas Sahalo. But we have to make it into a Shira Sahalo. How can we make Yamsuf, the Kriyas Yamsuf, this year? We're going to make it into a Shira Sahalo. Tell you a beautiful Medrash. I just saw this Medrash. Beautiful. The Medrash says like this. Moshe Rabbeinu, we all know, was saved. There was a miracle that occurred. Paspara went out and her arms extended and she was able to save him, and the rest was history. But in Shmos Rabbah, in Chof Gimel Chet, they want to know, what about all the other boys? There had to be other, again, there was a decree that all the boys were supposed to be, what happened to all of them? So the Medrash says that the Jewish woman would give birth under the cover of the forest. And then they didn't know what to do because their lives were at risk. And they said, Hashem, you gave me this child. So now, you help me. Help me through this. And the Medrash says, in a remarkable Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave these children, these boys, two rocks. And through these rocks, they were given oil, and they were given honey, and they were given their sustenance. And they were watched. They were watched. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watched all these boys. And an amazing thing happened. That when they went through Kriyas Yamsuf, these children who came back to their parents saying, I'm here, what's up, how you doing, I'm here. And when we went through Kriyas Yamsuf, they turned to their parents and they said, do you know the person that saved us when we were just left there, and hopefully Hashem was going to take care of us, which He did. There was a bacher noy mishubach. There was a beautiful bacher. There was a handsome, beautiful man that took care of us. And when we went through the Yamsuf, we saw the same man. And then the Medrash concludes and says, Zekeli van Veyu. As the Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Daf Kuflamid Gimel, Zekeli van Veyu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hider mitzvah, the beautifying of the mitzvah, Zekeli v'amdeyu. How great, how exalted the Ribbono Shalom is. And the Medrash concludes that it went from Avdei Hashem, and when they left Mitzrayim, they were on a level of Avdei Hashem, but at the end, they became Bonim LaHashem, at Kriyas Yamsuf, which they hit such a high level of Nevuah, everyone. Right, I remember my grandfather always saying that the babies, they were crying. So how did they get through it? They were sucking the seaweed. Right, that's the karpas, the seaweed. But they were banim LaHashem. So it seems that they're banim to Hashem. That's what we come out from a Yamsuf. Unbelievable. So the Medrash is telling us an amazing thing. You know why? If a person comes late, he's not allowed to say the Shira of the Yamsuf, because the Shira of the Yamsuf is on such a high level. And in order to get that level, you have to just go and say Pesukei DeZimra. You have to go and say, wow, Hashem, Pesukei DeZimra, and give out the Halal and Hodah and Halalukas and all the great things. But it needs to be a build-up. It needs to be a progression. It needs to go from stages. It needs to go Avadim. We're an Avdei Hashem. And then it turns into this level of Bonim LaHashem. That's what the Medrash is saying. That they were Avdei Hashem. And then they turned into Bonim LaHashem. And that's the Shira. That's the Shira Sahalel, the closest to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Zekeli Van Veyu, as the Gemara tells us in Baba Kama and all over Shas, is that if we want to do a Hidur Mitzvah, we want to beautify that mitzvah, even a beautiful Esrog, a beautiful Lulav, a beautiful any mitzvah you want to beautify, we learn it from Zekeli Van Veyu Shiras Yam, because they hit such a high level of Nevuah. But it was a progression. It was a progression. But realizing that it's all Siyata Dishmaya, it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Kuf Yud Ches, that Mezainasov is like Kriyas Yamsuf, because it's hard. And again, Klai Yisrael is faced with the dilemma. Mitzvah on one hand, Yom Tov on the other, but they went into it. There was Siyata Dishmaya, a great miracle that happened. But it was Siyata Dishmaya realizing that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in their lives. And that's what everything in life, the Mezainas of, the Shidduchim, everything is the idea like Kriyas Yom Tov, that it might be difficult, but it's the Siyata Dishmaya. And why is there no Shechiyonu on Sfiras HaOmer? Why? Let it be. Let it say right in the beginning. So some Rishonim, the Baal Mor says, you know why there's no Shechiyonu on Sfiras HaOmer? Because it's only a Zecher LeMikdash. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And since we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we can't say Shechiyonu. It's not Simcha. It's like the Korach sandwich. We said it's just a Zecher LeMikdash. You don't say Shechiyonu on that. So if we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we want the Beis HaMikdash, and we know that at the same time, we've spoken about that the Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, and the same night of Pesach is the same night as Tisha B'Av. Why? Because the idea, the greatness of Mitzrayim, the greatness of a Tisha B'Av, that we're going to turn a Tisha B'Av into a holiday. But why no Shechiyonu? So according to that, it's Zecher LeMikdash. So therefore, it's not Simcha. Another answer is that no, we're saying the Shechiyonu on the Pesach. Pesach is to go from Pesach to Shavuos. So therefore, that's why there's no Shechiyonu, because it's Shechiyonu of Pesach, that we said in Kiddush, on Leil HaSeder. Another, Rabbeinu Yerucham, writes that no, the Shechiyonu is going on the Shavuos. Amazing. We say, from the whole time, the 49 days of the Sfiras HaOmer, the Shechiyonu not. But there's another answer. Is that there's no Shechiyonu. It says Rav Soloveitchik. You know why there's no Shechiyonu? Because it's the process. You don't make a Shechiyonu on a process. We're going right now from a Pesach. Pesach was that level, again, according to the Brisker Rav, according to Rav Haigon, was a Shirus Halel. It wasn't just that we left Mitzrayim as the Kutzker. We lived it. We lived it. And we have to live everything we're doing as much as we can. And it's a progression. It's like that Medrash. The Medrash says that we want to be Bonim LaHashem, that the children were able to realize that that handsome boy was the Ribbono Shel Olam holding their hands the whole time. So that's why no Shechiyonu on Sfiras HaOmer. Because when you're going through a process one day at a time, one day at a time, bridging the gap from going from a Pesach of physical freedom to a Shavuos of a spiritual freedom with the Torah. So therefore there's no Shechiyonu. So we come to the Shvi'i Shel Pesach. We all want that level of Bonim LaHashem Elokeichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us so much, and He continues to do so much, and we have to daven and ask Him just to go further. But again, just to review, the questions, Shvi'i Shel Pesach, the reason why that a Leil HaSeder we say, even though the Mitzrayim were dying, is because it was a Shiras HaHalel. It was a living, singing praises to Hashem, not just Kriya, not just saying the words, but reliving it. And our whole goal of Kriyas Yom Tov is try to get to that level of Shiras HaHalel. Kriyas Yom Tov, the reason why we don't say it if you have to skip is because it's a progression. And the only way you're going to get to that level of Kriyas Yom Tov is if you work Halalukas, praising the Ribbono Shel Olam, realizing how much He does for us. And why is there no Shechiyonu on Sfiras HaOmer? Because it's a progression, like we're saying now. Because we always want to get the Bonim Hashem Elokeichem. Pesach Hashem, everyone should have an amazing Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Take the experiences you have from a Pesach, your family time, your bonding time, and going from a Avdus to a Cheirus with the Torah, realizing the Ribbono Shel Olam, how much He does for us, everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbat.